Thanks for tuning in to Shauna Speaks Life, where every day is a good day to live your best life.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Shauna Speaks Life, where we're empowering women one conversation at a time. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Listen, we're just going to jump right in. I am here to talk to you about the movie Cruella, came out in 2021. I know you're like, why are you talking about this movie? First of all, second of all, why are you talking about a movie from so long ago? It really wasn't that long ago. This was an amazing reboot. If you have not seen it, I recommend you pause this. No, actually watch it all the way through. No, seriously, pause this, go watch the movie and then come back. And you're going to be like, oh girl, yes, I see why you said watch this movie. So completely different from 101 Dalmatians, right? I've seen that movie remade before, but this is the backstory of Cruella, but in a different way. And the main character of this movie, because I don't want to give it everything away if you haven't seen it, right? But the main character of this movie had a desire. She had a dream that she wanted to be like the fashion model. Like, I want to be here, top tier, period, point blank, and I'm willing to do the work that I need to put in to get to that level one day. I want to be an understudy. I want to work hard. I want to prove myself worthy of this industry, right? And the reality is we deal with that in life, right? There's things that we want to succeed at. There's things we want in life, whether it's personal, professional, financial, spiritual, family, friends, like all of the lists, right? And with that, there are always going to be roadblocks. There are roadblocks for you in every aspect of the life, because either you work too hard so you don't have time for the family, the friends, and enjoying and the traveling, right? You don't make enough money to do the traveling, or you don't have the family and you want the family, or you're like, how can I do this and do that? I can't do both. I can't do all three. I can't really multitask. I can't really do these things great. My mind is blowing out of control. I can't hold these thoughts in my mind anymore. I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to handle these feelings, right? Listen, if you watch this movie, I'm telling you, you're going to be off the edge of your seat like me. It was the most, in a good way though, right? Like, I got to like readjust myself, because like when I just think about this movie and what it did to me, if you really look at the movie from like, I just want to enjoy it, you'll catch some nuggets, right? But as you're watching it, you start realizing like, whoa, wait a minute, this story is giving, right? It is giving nuggets. Then you're going to start really tuning in, and you might even have to rewatch it to see what nuggets you missed the first time. Because like I said, I'm not going to really spill everything, because I feel like there's probably a lot of people, if you don't have little kids, you probably didn't watch this movie. I don't have little kids, but I still watched the movie because I liked the storyline and the cast that were in the movie. So I was definitely watching it. But I'm telling you, the main character in this movie was so inspiring, so empowering. Like, she was like, this is me. This is who I am. This is my style. This is my fashion. And either you love it or you hate it, but you will respect it. Like, I was just like, yes, all in my seat at the crib. Like, give it to me. Yes, all the love, right? She owned who she was in a space that was telling her what she did was not accepted. Her style, her swag was not accepted in the industry. And she made herself be seen. She made herself be heard. And I'm saying that to say that in everyday life, there are going to be roadblocks. In everyday life, something is going to try to get in your way. Something will get in your way. You want to go back to school, but you're raising a child, or you're working 40, 50, 60 hours a week and you don't think you can juggle it, right? You may be saying, I'm in school, but I need a job. You may be saying, I'm done with school, but I want a new career, but I have to start at entry level and that doesn't pay me enough money. Listen, I'm here to tell you that there's inspiration all around you. There is empowerment all around you. There are people who have done what you did thinking they couldn't do what they did. That's the reality of it. But if you set your mind on something and with good intentions in your heart and you put in the work, it may not look like how you thought it would look, but I see it for you. It can happen for you. You just got to be willing to put in the work. There are some things that are going to have to be sacrificed in order for you to do the things that it is that you desire to do in life. It's like you sacrifice the right now so you can enjoy the later. Not saying sometimes you can, you know, you can go hang out with your girls every blue moon. But if you got a focus, if you have a vision, if you have a dream, if you have a goal that you want to accomplish, sometimes you're going to have to say no to things so you can say yes to everything later. Rewind. Sometimes you're going to have to say no to things so you can say yes to those things later. I'm just saying, right? So watching this movie, all of these nuggets are just dropping nuggets after nuggets after nuggets. And I'm just sitting here like, who knew that my grown tail was going to get inspired out of this movie? There was inspiration in this dang on Disney movie that I didn't even know I was about to catch. And I caught so many nuggets in this movie that it just reminded me there is inspiration everywhere, literally, right? I saw this older lady in the gym. I asked her how old she was because, honey, I just had to know. She was like, she's 65. Honey, she was outdoing me with the push-ups. I wasn't competing, but I was like, I need to get it together because... But she said she had got a diagnosis or whatever and got it set in her mind that that wasn't going to be her life. So she started eating better, working out, whatever the case may be. And now she fit and that diagnosis, whatever that was, is no longer there. Now that ain't always the case, but I'm saying she made a change. She made a switch. She transitioned, right? So that she could have a better outcome. And I got inspiration out of that. Transformation, outcome, change, difficult. I can just give you a list of vocabulary words from having that conversation with that lady. But all in all, I saw this is where she was. She didn't want to be there. So she did X, Y, and Z to get to where she is now. That was inspiration for me, especially because I was like on the fence of whether to move forward with something. And so talking to her was like, wow, right? Another example, if you got kids, whether you realize it or not, sometimes as parents, right, we're parenting. So we don't notice the little nuggets that our kids be dropping. But our kids can give us some inspiration without us even realizing it. I was a single mom for most of my son's life. And there would be times like I didn't finish school before he came. I got pregnant while I was in college. So I dropped out, went back to school later, which was even harder because now I'm like a whole single mom working two jobs. But it would be days that he came over and he rubbed my shoulder, be like, "Mommy, I'm proud of you. You can do it." And I would be like, "Boy, get away from me." But it was so inspiring that my son saw in my face how I was feeling. And he took the time out to walk over to me and give me a little boost of love and a boost of energy. And that was inspiring for me. And then to come full circle, right? Now my son's in college. I mean, I did it to him all his life, but it was just a moment because now he's in college. And I'm like, you know, you can do it. He looked at me like, "Ma, quit." And I was like, it's cute though, wasn't it? You know, we had our little moment and we laughed or whatever. But like, seriously, like there's inspiration all around us in our everyday life. Everything we do, everywhere we go, you're at the grocery store, you can find some inspiration, right? You're listening to music, there's inspiration. If you're having a conversation with someone, there's some inspiration in that. You could be on the bus, on the train, on the subway, you know what I'm saying? Like everywhere, there's inspiration everywhere. You can see a sign on a billboard and catch inspiration. So what I'm challenging you and encouraging you to do is to find inspiration in your everyday life. It is there. The things you watch on TV could be inspiration. And here's the thing. Here's the real tea. Full disclaimer. Full moment. If the places you go, the people you're around, and the things that you are watching and the music that you are listening to is not giving you any inspiration, you need to do a switcheroo, because that means that you are surrounding yourself in either negativity, like sadness, conflict, like all of these things that are not feeding you in a good way. You are feeding negativity instead of feeding inspiration. So do a little check. What am I watching on TV? Is it inspiring me? Is it feeding me good food, or is it feeding me junk, right? The places I go, is it feeding me good or is it feeding me junk? The people I talk to, are they feeding me good or are they feeding me junk? Like, seriously, go down the list. And if the things are not serving you, you might need to take them off your plate. And if there's things that you can't actually take off your plate because it's like, it's your husband, I'm gonna pray for you. There's prayer for that. There is prayer for that for sure. But I just want to let you know that there is inspiration in everyday life. No matter what, no matter where you are, there is inspiration in everyday life. So I encourage you, I challenge you to find that inspiration. And again, if it ain't around you, then you need to switch some things up. If it's not what you're saying, you need to switch some things up, because there's inspiration everywhere. Even in watching flowers bloom, there's inspiration in all of it, right? So make sure you do that. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Shauna Speaks Life. Make sure you hit the subscribe, you like it. Give me some feedback, a review. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you want to have a conversation with. Maybe you might want to be a guest on here. I'm down with it. Let's go. Check out the next episode coming soon your way for more empowering conversation. Until next time, y'all.
You're officially part of the Speak Life Nation. So remember, speak life to yourself, speak life to others. Until next time, y'all.